Welcome to NPR's All Songs Considered, highlights from NPR's online music show. Enjoy.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from MasterCard, accepted worldwide. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
From NPR Music, you're connected to the podcast edition of All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. A new CD by Neil Young takes aim at President George Bush and the war in Iraq. The disc is called Living with War. It includes a call for the impeachment of the president and, in another song, a vow to never kill again. I've only just gotten the record and just finished listening. It's raw, electric, and memorable. On a few songs, notably the impeachment tune, the mix seems upside down. The voice is so far behind the music, and with the words so much a part of the record, I don't know why he'd want to muddy up the message. The obvious tune to play here is the one that'll get all the attention, the Let's Impeach the President tune. But we weren't able to get permission to podcast that song. You can hear it stream from our website, npr.org/allsongs. So for now, let's listen to Neil Young's new CD, Living with War, and a tune called Looking for a Leader.
Yeah.
Neil Young from his new CD, Living with War. That song's called Looking for a Leader. If you want to hear the song Let's Impeach the President, that song's streaming from our website, npr.org/allsongs. Getting others to rally around a good song for a cause is something that banjo-picking political activist Pete Seeger does very well. The folk music that Seeger sang is woven into the fabric of the American songbook, and it will be for a long time to come. Songs like We Shall Overcome, Where Have All the Flowers Gone, Oh Mary, Don't You Weep, and John Henry are just a few. Seeger was a musical journalist of sorts, a role that Bruce Springsteen has embraced at times. Springsteen tells stories with detail, a hallmark of great folk music. In 1997, he recorded a few tunes made popular by Pete Seeger. After the sessions, he wanted to learn more about Seeger, so Bruce Springsteen came home with an armful of Seeger records. Truly inspired by these records, Springsteen's just recorded a disc called We Shall Overcome, The Seeger Sessions. Fired up live and passionate performances, including this version of John Henry. Bruce Springsteen, a song about a man versus machine, the fictional legendary character John Henry. You can hear the full song at our website, npr.org/allsongs. Our love for the band Secret Machines is hardly a secret for anyone visiting the All Songs Considered archives. We featured them three times on the show, including a live concert that's still available on our website. The band started in Dallas. They're a trio with two brothers. Brandon Curtis sings, plays bass and keyboards. Brother Benjamin is the guitarist, and Josh Garza is the drummer. Their new CD is called 10 Silver Drops. The band has two strengths. They can be ethereal some of the time, and they can also pound out a tune. 10 Silver Drops has both qualities, though not to the extremes of some of the earlier work, so it's less ethereal and a bit less rocky. This song's called All at Once, It's Not Important. Ten Silver Drops is the name of the new CD by Secret Machines, and that song's called All at Once, It's Not Important. A full version of that song can be heard at our website, npr.org/allsongs. Another band from Texas, this time from Austin, finds inspiration in the music of Led Zeppelin and at times the twang of 50s guitar great Duane Eddy. They're called the Black Angels. Their debut CD is called Passover, and this tune's called Young Men Dead. We'll be right back. The band from Austin's called The Black Angels with a song from their first full-length CD, Passover. You heard Young Men Dead. And now for something completely different. It's the music of the Ramones played on the steel drums. Yes, those ubiquitously happy sounds more often heard in Caribbean carnival music are now heard in the mosh pit playing tunes like Pinhead, I Want to Be Sedated, and Rock and Roll High School. It's all the brainchild of percussionist Tracy Thornton. He plays all the instruments. Let's hear Blitzkrieg Bop. Tracy Thornton does it all right there, not much more to say, except you've got to see him do this. And you can at our website, a video performance of Blitzkrieg Bop from a CD called Pan for Punks, a steel pan tribute to the Ramones. Not sure how this wound up on my desk. Perhaps it was the All Things Considered visit to New Orleans in March. Anyway, a CD by the New Leviathan Oriental Foxtrot Orchestra made me smile. You may have heard their soundtrack music in Woody Allen's Bullets Over Broadway, or maybe you heard them performing the All Things Considered theme back then in March. Doesn't matter. Just listen to the Hot Tamale Man, and for the next 2 minutes, 28 seconds, all your troubles will be gone.
Tamale man, they know just what he's selling, 'cause he comes down Main Street yelling, here comes the hot tamale man. Watch him Charleston down the line, shout, my God, red hots. Come on, boys, you're just in time for red hots. That's what dark folks get out your money. He needs choosings for his honey. Here comes the hot tamale man.
Fun music. The New Leviathan Oriental Foxtrot Orchestra doing Here Comes That Hot Tamale Man, a song originally recorded in 1926 by Doc Cook and his Dreamland Orchestra. The New Leviathan CD is filled with recently recorded hits from the 20s and 30s, songs such as When It's Sleepy Time in the South, When You're Smiling, and Wolverine Blues. In the 1930s and 40s, Shanghai was known as the Paris of the East. A beautifully packaged CD takes you back in time with music and sound from Shanghai that includes new and old recordings. You can hear the sounds of marketplaces, bands playing at hotel bars, klezmer music, American jazz, and some gorgeous music from China, including this song titled The Moon Over the Fountain.
Thank you.
Our program is produced by Robin Hilton. Drew Reynolds engineered the show. From NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.
Thanks for listening. You'll find more about this program and a listing of NPR stations online at npr.org.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 7-passenger Acura MDX. Information at acura.com.